Now, a big thank you to all who have taken part in our service today. It has been a blessing over these past number of weeks to have so many people from the church family who've been involved in our services. So thank you once again. I want it now. I want it now. I'm sure whether we're an adult or a young person, we've all said that at one time or another. I want ice cream and I want it now. I want a pair of shoes and I want them now. I want that latest iPhone and I want it now. Indeed, we live in a buy now, pay later culture, don't we? We don't like to wait. That's why we're attracted to next day delivery, or even as you sometimes get these days, same day delivery. We don't like to wait. And in many ways, this is reflective of our society's need to live for today and not even to think about tomorrow or to even think about eternal things. As people, we can often be impatient, can't we? Now, young people in Adventure Kids and Seedlings have been thinking over these last few weeks about the fruit of the Spirit, as Rona told us earlier. And we're picking up on that theme today, and we're thinking about patience or forbearance, as it was in the reading that John read for us today. And I think patience is really appropriate, isn't it? Particularly in the situation that we find ourselves right now in our world. You see, we've also been very concerned about what's been happening in our world over these past number of months with the coronavirus. We're aware that millions of people have died around the world and that many millions more have been affected by coronavirus. We're also aware of many who've been affected in our own country, in the UK and in Scotland. But despite all that's been happening in our world, perhaps you're just longing for things to get back to some kind of normality, to spend time without restrictions with your family and with your friends, because a Zoom call or FaceTime or a WhatsApp video call is not quite the same, is it? And we in the manse here are in the same boat. We haven't seen family who are away from us up in Glasgow and up in Perth for months now. We miss them. And maybe you miss your family if they're away from where you live and you've missed them for quite a few months now. Perhaps there are other things you miss also. Young people, did you ever think that you would miss school? And yet, I bet you do. Or at least you miss being with your friends and seeing them each and every day. And though things are opening up a wee bit, we're still going to have to be patient for a wee while longer yet. The temptation might be to bend the rules a wee bit, but that isn't really going to help anyone, is it? We have to be patient to make sure that the virus is suppressed in our own country. Now, the fact is that we don't really like to be patient, do we? We don't like to wait for things. We don't like to have to queue for things. I'm sure there are many who are watching our stream today who have perhaps been off to the supermarket, and when they've turned up in the car and they've seen the queue outside the supermarket, they thought, oh no, I'm not going to wait that length of time. I'm going to go to a different supermarket instead. We don't like to queue. We don't like to wait. We'd rather just have things and have them now. But sometimes, of course, we need to be patient, don't we? And it's important to be patient. Now, you might be thinking to yourself today, what's the point of being patient? I don't like to be patient, and I am by nature not very patient, so why should I bother? What's the point? Well, the fruit of the Spirit are characteristics that we should have in our life as Christians. And we should have these characteristics not because they're just nice things, but because they are first and foremost the characteristics of God. God is a loving God. He is a God of peace. He's a God of joy. And he is a God who is patient. Now, how do we know that God is patient? Because we know that he is patient with you and me. He's patient with humanity. You see, God is a holy God. And when we turned away from God in our disobedience and in our sin, because none of us is perfect, when we followed our own path, we deserved punishment. We deserved to be destroyed. And God could have done that to us straight away. But God didn't. God is patient with us. And he gave us time. And in time, he gave us a Saviour. He gave us Jesus, the one who took our punishment on himself, that we might be forgiven and that we might come into the very presence of God. So God is a patient God. Patience is something that God shows. It's in his character. And we are called as God's children to follow in his footsteps. That's why we are to be a people who are patient. Now, the second wee thing I just want to think about this morning is about patience, is that some of us know that we're not patient by nature. We know that we are impatient, and no matter how much we try, we might know that we're not getting any better. We've tried to be patient, but you know that we still are impatient in different situations. But the fact is, if we are a Christian, and when we believe in God and put our faith in Jesus, then we're no longer just what we used to be. The Bible says that we are a new creation, that we are made completely new, that we are born again. And because we are born again, we are also called to change. You see, being patient is not about trying harder in our own strength, because when we try harder, it might work for a wee while, but it's not going to work forever, and we'll just become frustrated when we do become impatient. Being patient is about trusting in God and being changed by him, by his Holy Spirit. He is the one who helps us to be patient by his Holy Spirit. And so I simply ask you today, what about you? Do you recognize that God has been patient with you? Are you so grateful that God has been patient with you in sending a Savior in Jesus, one in whom you can trust, that you can come into the very presence of God? What a wonderful thing. And the second thing is, you know, maybe you realize you're not very good at being patient. Well, I want to encourage you today. It's not about trying harder. It's simply realizing you're a new creation in God and that God can help you through his Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit dwells within your heart, he's the one who empowers you, the one who changes you, and who helps you to be patient. As God has been patient with us, so we are called to be patient with one another, showing the very characteristics of God. You see, it's when we live by the fruit of the Spirit, being loving, kind, patient, joyful, when we show these characteristics in our life, then that is a great witness to those around us, isn't it? Our families, our friends, and our neighbours. They start to look at us and they wonder what is different. They perhaps see a contrast between what we were before we were a Christian, and what we've turned into now. And they too might ask the question, what is it that's changed? And we're able to say to them, it's God that's changed me. It's God who's implanted his Holy Spirit within me. And so I encourage you today, let's be people who show the fruit of the Spirit. Let's be thankful for a God who's patient with us. And let's be patient with one another. Shall we just pray together? Let's pray. Loving Lord God, we thank you for who you are in your character. We thank you that you are holy, that you are good, that you are kind, that you are peace-loving, and that you are patient. Lord God, we recognize that in your perfection, in contrast, we are imperfect. We are disobedient. We often turn to our own way. But Lord God, we think of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, how they deserve punishment, how they even deserve to die. And yet, Lord God, though you banished them from the garden, that you also cared for them, that you were patient with them, and it was your plan and your purpose to in time send a Saviour, Jesus, the very Son of God, come into the world as the Saviour of the world, that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Loving Lord God, we thank you that when we believe in Jesus, then we are a new creation, called to be different, called to be salt and light in our world. We pray, Lord God, that we might be a people who show the character of Jesus, that we too might be a people who are patient, as you have been patient with us. Lord God, we recognize that sometimes it's really difficult to be patient. It's difficult for us to wait. And Lord God, especially during this time of lockdown, perhaps we find that a real struggle. But Lord God, help us to look towards you. Strengthen us by the Holy Spirit. And maybe be a people who look to you in all the circumstances of our lives. So loving Lord God, speak to us through your word today and strengthen us through your Holy Spirit now. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.